The Sunday after Christmas, we celebrate the Holy Family, and we realize that God is Trinity. He is family in all eternity, because God is love. And in order to love, there needs to be someone to love. And so we understand that in God, there is this love affair that is the reason for everything. And that's why we were created. And we too were created to be family, both by being born into our families and by becoming, by grace, the family of God. The Son became a little child, born truly human in a human family that we call the Holy Family, that is presented to us as a model for all of us to grow without ceasing, because no one can ever say, I already know Jesus. I already understand what being a family is about. Rather, we will spend all our life growing like Mary, pondering this mystery of the one person who is truly God and at the same time truly a man, Jesus. And today we have in Colossians a teaching from St. Paul on the importance of this awakening, where we realize that being a family calls us to go beyond ourselves, beyond our self-interest, our way of looking at things, what we want, and discover that we too are created to love. And that we find our fulfillment when we think about others and are willing to have peace, self-control, kindness, because we desire to love others, to think of others, to look for their good. How blessed the husband, the wife, the children who understand who they are because they're united to one another and truly sacrifice. That means offer themselves for the good of the other members. Jesus, in this gospel, has come to the age of Bar Mitzvah, which is for the Jews the time when a little boy becomes a man. Bar Mitzvah means the son of the commandment. From now on, he is responsible to live fully according to the law of God his Father. The Jewish people understood that before Bar Mitzvah, the child was instructed by his earthly father. But after Bar Mitzvah, the primary teacher is going to be the Father in heaven. And this is a teaching to help us understand that all human authority, even that of the father and the mother, should come from the authority of God, which is above all. It should not be a contradiction, but rather the father and the mother themselves are always under God, growing in the relationship with the father and passing this on to their children. And Jesus manifests this reality, this transition, in a public way. He begins to teach the doctors and talk to them in the temple. At the beginning, most likely, those doctors of the law allowed him to speak because precisely he had come to his Bar Mitzvah. It's a time where the young Jewish boy is allowed for the first time to speak in the temple, to preside in prayer. He's exercising now his responsibility to the things of the Father. And what an amazement that conversation that began pretty much as allowing a young boy to be initiated, the wonderment, the amazement that this young boy speaks with wisdom that they had never heard before. And Jesus is truly taking upon himself the mission that his Father had given him to bring all to him, to reconcile all of humanity to the Father. And for this, there had to be a difficult time for Joseph and for the Blessed Mother. They did not know what had happened to Jesus. They thought they had lost him. Finally, Luke tells us they found him on the third day, as if to say, this is a sign of the resurrection. Jesus is already foretelling here that he will go through this death, but on the third day, he will be found again, alive, risen, triumphant. Mary and Joseph cannot yet understand the fullness of this mystery. And so, Mary takes all this into her heart with great love, with great respect. And she will spend all her life pondering the mystery of her son. Do you see how silly it is when any of us pretends that we are already there? Like, this is the way I am. I cannot change because I already did my catechism, already did my first communion. We are always little children learning a mystery of love, of truth that is inexhaustible. But the key for all this is the humility to seek, to be open, to desire, to continue, to be transformed, and to grow into the fullness of our power and our potential, which is only found as we offer ourselves to the Lord in the context of the family in which He has placed us, both the domestic home and the family, which is the church. And then we see that Jesus obediently goes with his earthly parents back to Nazareth, teaching us in this way that he truly is a human being, truly of our nature. He too grows in wisdom. How could this be if he is God? Well, the church, through the centuries, grows in understanding this mystery, and we will never exhaust it. In the early church, heresies came up, some that said that Jesus was only divine, that his humanity was only an appearance, like something you used to cover up, but he was truly only God. And so he really did not suffer. He really had nothing to learn. He had to make no efforts. Then other heresy went to the opposite extreme and thought, he's just a man. Remember that musical? He's just a man. That's it. Just a man. And they denied his divinity. But the church taught us through this struggle, through this pondering on the truth, that Jesus Christ, that person, is truly of divine nature and human nature, truly God and truly man. And so we ponder this ourselves with the church in our hearts, and like Mary, learning, marveling the mystery that God eternal has come to us to reveal to us the depth of the love and the truth of his Father. And so, very soon, in the Mass, we will come together as one family and say the Our Father. And we can only say that because Jesus Christ has revealed to us who we are by teaching us who God His Father is for us. Let us be grateful. Let us not take for granted the gift of our home, our family, and the gift of the family that is the church. The Lord tells us also today that precisely through difficulties, through the struggles of having to forgive one another and live together, is that we grow in the fullness of love in this mystery that is revealed to us. So let us ponder, like Mary, in our hearts, the great gift that God is in Jesus Christ.